We set a statement right now. Right now. This goes out for the whole season. Put it down on three. One, two, three. Put it out.
He's going deep for Macklin. Macklin has it. Touchdown! The ball!
Down the face.
Close. Close it into the end zone. Touchdown! Wide open is Selick in the corner of the end zone.
A lot of people, when Donovan's name is brought up, they have a mixed amount of emotions. I've only known one side of Donovan, and that's a competitor, a teammate, and a leader.
What a wonderful face to have for your franchise. He's been a model of consistency throughout. With you talk about the ups and downs. When you play the position he plays in this league, there's going to be that. But he's always overcome those things.
Donovan's the leader of our team. Has been for a long time. What I think that Donovan brings to the table is incredible athleticism. He's developed into a tremendous passer. I think he threw for the most yards he's ever thrown for last year. Historically, his numbers in terms of not throwing interceptions are very, very good.
He's good at balancing, taking things serious, and knowing when to joke around. I mean, he knows when to get our team up and ready for a big game. He knows in practice when there's times where we can joke around a little bit. But he's good at running that fine line and leading this team.
He's a man. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, whenever I hear somebody, talking bad about him, I'm just like, oh, you must not know anything about football. It's just crazy to me. I mean, he's a great leader for us, brings a great attitude to the game, makes me enjoy going out there every day, and makes me want to play for him.
Oh, man, Don, he's a great quarterback, for one. You know, just what he's been through in the NFL, he's done a lot for this organization. You know, coming aboard with Don, I learned a lot from him. He taught me how to work hard, taught me about all the extra work. During the week, we go out there and run extra. We come in early, we lift, and then after practice, we run extra. So, I mean, it's just the dedication he puts in to want to be a great quarterback.
He's a bright spot. He always often, makes somebody smile. He's a leader and he's a great all-around person.
You know, every time we go on the field with him as our quarterback, we've got a chance to win.
McNabb makes the snap. Looking. He is airing it out for Jackson at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Good boy!
When we brought Donovan in from Syracuse, and that wasn't the easiest day for him. I think he was very excited to be an Eagle. On the other hand, it was a little chaotic. But there was only one guy there that could handle it. And I felt that way then, and I feel that way now.
He's just got a burning desire deep down inside to win. There's a lot of people on our team that are like that. Him being in the spotlight the most, sometimes it comes across as a flaw because he wants it so bad, and people don't really understand what that feeling is. To want something that bad is to where it has other effects.
Donovan, by the time he's done, I would think would be considered one of the best quarterbacks ever to play the game. He understands the quarterback position. He understands the leadership position. He's got great character, great skill and ability. You've seen him stand up to many different types of obstacles, and he tends to always overcome.
His leadership ability is tremendous, and I think the guys draw to him. He wins that Super Bowl, he'll be a no-brainer Hall of Famer.
And I look back now, looking at Donovan's career, and what a tremendous career he's had. I mean, he's gone through some ups and downs. He's had some great performances. He's had some streaky performances. But that's just without saying. That goes with the NFL career. I mean, look at the Brett Favre's and the Peyton Mannings and guys in the quarterback world. They're going to have moments like that. And Donovan has battled through that. He's battled through injury. And he's came back, and that's what you need from a leader.
I think he's perfectly situated to be the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a hard thing to do. It's hard to do in any town, but with the passion of the fans here, it's even tougher in Philadelphia. And to think that he's going on his 11th year, I just think is a phenomenal feat. And to be considered one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, my hat's off to the guy.
When he's gone, the fans will really, truly appreciate what he was able to bring to this town.